The 25th anniversary of the first Burmese refugees settling in Fort Wayne, Indiana, is especially sweet for Min Min Yin Tin because it coincides with her adopted city becoming a friendship city with Mulin Myine in Myanmar.
I have a chance to serve people that who care about us, and also the country that I love is both. For me, it's a dream come true.
The co-founder of the Burmese Advocacy Center was a key player in bringing the project to Fort Wayne, which is home to some 10,000 Burmese. The Friendship City program falls under the umbrella of sister cities, but is a less formal agreement. With democratically held elections last year and the emergence of a civilian government in Ecuador, the time seemed right to pursue a relationship. As their homeland moved toward a civilian-led government, a lot changed for the refugees, too. Several have started their own businesses, including 13 grocery stores, 3 restaurants, 2 hair salons, and a car dealership. Sister City's president, Dorothy Kataka, notes that a generation of children has grown up speaking English, and many Burmese have become U.S. citizens.
So this is a place where they're thriving, and why not go back and see what we can do to connect with what they left?
In February, 9 members of the Fort Wayne community, including Sister City's Vice President Tom Herr, made the first official visit to Mulin Myine.
They need a lot of help, and I think they look to us to maybe help them into this new period of their history.
The group has already identified several areas in which it can help, from business expertise in developing off-the-grid energy sources for power and water, to providing new equipment for the local hospital, to starting English as a second language classes.
This is where it starts, with the young people going and understanding and having this experience of seeing their land and how people are people all over.
As committee chair, Min is already working on setting up an additional visit to Myanmar, followed by a student exchange in 2017. She hopes by that time, the friendship agreement will have blossomed into a full sister city program, further connecting her new home to her old. For VOA News, I'm Erica Celeste in Fort Wayne, Indiana.